9. You're going to listen to a guide taking a group of tourists on a walking trip in Stratford. For questions 1 to 9 in the text below, fill in the blanks with missing information. You may use from 1 to 3 words in each gap. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Our walk starts from the Shakespeare Centre on Henley Street. In Stratford, you'll see quite a number of houses which have survived since Shakespeare's days. Besides, I'll show you places which are of no less importance, because Stratford is really a living history. On your left, you can see Shakespeare's birthplace, a half-timbered house where he entered the world on 23 April 1564. At the time of William's birth, the house belonged to his father, John, a well-respected and prosperous townsman. Before the marriage, he was a glover and probably continued this craft at the house. Shakespeare actually lived in just half of the house seen today. The other half served as a store for bales of wool, as a shop and workroom for glove making. William was the third child, and there were to be more, so the house would have been lively and crowded. Meanwhile, John Shakespeare continued to pursue his civic responsibilities. He became the bailiff of Stratford in 1568, a position roughly equivalent of mayor. If you go inside, you'll see the poet's birth room, which is furnished in the style of a middle-class family of Shakespeare's day. Much of its timber work is original. We've just passed the roundabout, where on Bridge Street corner, there is a house where the poet's daughter, Judith, lived. At the end of Wood Street, there stands the former market house, with its clock tower, built in 1821. We're on the High Street now, and on your right is Harvard House, which was built after Stratford's Great Fire, which hit the town in 1595. The house was built by Thomas Rogers. His daughter married Robert Harvard of Southwark, and their son founded the American University. The adjoining Garrick Inn is also picturesque with its jettied upper story. We'll keep straight on till Chapel Street. The Shakespeare Hotel is to the left. It incorporates 16th and late 17th century houses and became a hotel in early Victorian times. A house on the site of the Chaucer's Head Bookshop was the home of Julius Shaw, Shakespeare's friend and a witness to his will. We're now in front of Nash's house. It was the home of Thomas Nash, who married Elizabeth Hall, Shakespeare's granddaughter. New Place stood on the corner next to Nash's house. In 1597, Shakespeare bought the 15th century mansion, in which he lived from 1610 until his death on 23 April 1616. The house was pulled down in the 18th century and only the foundations survive. Here you can see the most colorful sights of Stratford, the intricate replica of an Elizabethan knot garden that occupies part of the site of New Place. The lower part of the garden is the orchard and kitchen garden of the house in Shakespeare's time. Now you can come closer and have a better view of New Place. Further ahead, on Church Street, we'll pass the Guild Chapel and the King Edward VI School. It is known that Shakespeare attended the grammar school run by the Guild on the upper floor of the 15th century half-timbered building. Almshouses of the same period come after the school. Now, we're turning left into Old Town. Here's Hall's Croft. It was the home of John Hall, who married Susanna, Shakespeare's elder daughter, in 1607. Let's go straight on towards the crossroads to reach Holy Trinity Church, where Shakespeare was baptized and later buried. Stratford's parish church dates from the time when the town began to expand. Before it was a busy medieval market town, it used to be a tiny village. Here, inside the church, visitors come to see the monument and tomb of Shakespeare. You'll go inside a little bit later, but for now, enjoy the splendid view of the church from the River Avon. You may also take photos yourself.